Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
How early should Aaron Judge be drafted next season? Let's find out on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, September 21st. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's talk about Aaron Judge, who hit his 60th home run, which ties Babe Ruth and is now one away from Roger Maris's 61. It's been obviously a magical season for Aaron Judge. Scott, do you think that he is worthy of being the first overall pick in fantasy baseball next season?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually. I think I'm going to be leaning that way regardless of the format. I think it's an easier call in points leagues, obviously, where steals are helpful, but they're not essential like they are in roto leagues and traditional 5x5 scoring leagues. Because of the heavy emphasis on stolen bases in recent years, I'm not sure everybody's going to agree in those roto leagues. I think they might put Trey Turner ahead, maybe even somebody like Jose Ramirez. You know, it's worth pointing out Judge himself has 16 steals this year, so he hasn't been a nothing as far as they go. And I should also point out that with the rule changes next year, specifically the limited number of pickoff throws, I think stolen bases are going to increase dramatically and be widely available next year in a way we haven't seen in a long time. So I think we should be selling out less for stolen bases in the early rounds because of that, which would further support the case of taking Judge one overall. I'll also add that with the changes to the ball, it becoming harder to hit home runs, the advantage Judge has in terms of how hard he impacts the ball is going to manifest as a bigger gap between him and everybody else, which, by the way, is exactly what we're seeing this year, right? So I think he's clearly the best source of power now, and we shouldn't sell that short heading into next year.
All right. The big news from Tuesday was that Shane McClanahan left his start with left neck tightness and spasms, which sounds like it could be a compensation injury caused by his previous shoulder injury. He did give up 5 runs over 4 innings pitched. The velocity looked fine. Nothing really to report there, but it sounds like maybe he could wind up back on the IL. As a result, Scott, we might need a waiver wire pitcher here down the stretch, and here's who was available on Tuesday. Aaron Civale was at the White Sox making his return. He went 5 innings, 2 runs with 2 strikeouts in that one. Brian Baio did give up a bunch of hits, 8 of them to be exact, at the Reds, but only allowed just 1 run over 5 innings pitched. He's looked really good in 6 starts since rejoining the Red Sox rotation. And Dre Jameson, a pitching prospect for the Diamondbacks, was at the Dodgers, and he looked great. 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 strikeouts with 14 swinging strikes. Not sure that you want to rely on any of these names down the stretch, Scott, but what do you think about Dre Jameson, Brian Baio, and Aaron Civale?
Yeah, I can't in good conscience recommend any of them as somebody to slot in your lineup right away. Obviously, Dre Jameson and Brian Baio have upside, and Baio has shown a lot more of it recently. Swinging strike rate way up. He had more even on the slider in this most recent start than the changeup. We've already known that the changeup is a good pitch for him, getting a lot of ground balls. A lot of good signs there for Baio, but still too many base runners, still too many walks, still not willing to stake my season on that. And Dre Jameson is like following in the footsteps of Ryan Nelson here. Padres first matchup for both of them. Dodgers second matchup for both of them look great. Nelson in his third start facing the Padres for a second time, they got to him. And like Ryan Nelson, Dre Jameson also struggled in the minors this year. Tough places to pitch in the Diamondback system. But I just think overall there are too many reasons for concern here to, again, to stake my season on him.
Yeah, I think you'd have to be pretty desperate. But if you are one of those people who is desperate and in that position, Dre Jameson at the Giants next week, don't necessarily hate that matchup. And Aaron Civale up against the Royals, pretty good matchup as well. But again, don't necessarily love them down the stretch. Last thing I want to ask you about, Scott, JT Realmuto has just absolutely been on fire really since the start of July. I have his numbers here since in the second half post-All-Star break. He's hitting 321, 12 homers, 5 steals, and OPS over 1,000. He went 5-for-5 here on Tuesday, hitting another home run. Do you think that he is, once again, the catcher one drafted next season? I think there's probably a few other names in that mix, but
yeah,
good old JTR, he's proving worthy once again.
Yeah, I mean, this strong finish, and really you could go back to July 1st and the numbers look even better. I think he, you know, him being clearly the best stolen base source at the position too, I think it's very likely he's the number one catcher drafted. But Dalton Varsha deserves to be in that discussion. I still think Salvador Perez deserves to be in that discussion. And then you have others, Alejandro Kirk, Adley Rutschman, Wilson Contreras, maybe William Contreras. It's looking like a pretty deep position, as deep as it has in a long time, frankly. And so I'm probably not going to be the person to draft the number one catcher, whoever it is.
Yeah, I think normally, Scott, we have like three or four players up top that clearly stand out at the position. But I think heading into 2023, we'll probably have something like seven or eight that we actually feel pretty good about being our catcher one for fantasy baseball purposes. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Friday morning. Bye-bye!
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.